know the Lord will find a way for me. I know the Lord will find a way for me. If I walk in heaven's light, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will find a way for me.
Hi, this is Jim Lanning. On this week's South Main Church of Christ podcast, it's a special episode. We are placing our recent Ladies Inspiration Day front and center. This is a day of teaching and learning by the ladies, for the ladies. Laura Tonkery and Jackie Jadwin from the Norville Park Church of Christ in Zanesville will lead the discussion. That's coming up in a moment or two. First, Jared has this week's Christian news.
President-elect Donald Trump clearly has a following among many Christians, but some analysis indicates it is not universal. Those who congregate at Metropolitan Church of Christ in Los Angeles are among those who did not support Mr. Trump in last month's election. In numbers detailed in the Christian Chronicles, 72% of white Christian voters favored the president-elect, while 85% of black Christian voters sided with Kamala Harris. In the nation's capital, one former minister of an Alabama Church of Christ led a remembrance of women and children killed in the war in Ukraine, part of a march on Washington. Jeff Abrams is in charge of the Alabama-based ministry, which worked in Ukraine for 30 years. At the Washington Monument, seven Ukrainian women read 356 names out loud. Political unrest and gang violence are making charity work tougher to do in Haiti. A group called Liberté Ministries, based in Alabama, has worked with Haiti's Churches of Christ since 2010, but now they were traveling instead to the Dominican Republic to do mission work. Harding University in Arkansas will begin offering a bachelor's degree in artificial intelligence. The university's assistant professor of business says they hope to equip students with tools to build responsible and impactful AI models that can make a difference across industries. That program is set to launch next fall. Meantime, World Video Bible School has published a new video titled AI and the Bible. In the video, they ask the question, are all technological advances good for us? Those are some of the week's stories as found in the Christian Chronicle. From South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio, I'm Jared Allen with the Christian News for the week of December 15th, 2024.
We have heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land. Find the sea and cross the waves. Onward is our Lord's command. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Now, Tyler has this week's inspirational thought.
A merry heart does good, like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bone. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. I'm Tyler Wake.
He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song. Amazing grace, all day long, Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay.
Ladies from the South Main Church of Christ and several other churches in our region attended our Ladies Inspiration Day in our building on Saturday, October 19th, 2024. Holly Randolph organized the day in collaboration with several other ladies in our congregation. Immediately following the day of prayer and scriptural learning in our auditorium, two ladies sat down here in the technology room to discuss the day. Here are Laura Tonkery and Jackie Jadwin of the Norville Park Church of Christ.
We're talking today about the Ladies Inspiration Day here at South Main in New Lexington. And we've had a good day with great Christian sisters, and they put on such a good day. How do you think it went today, Laura?
Well, I think it went great. I think you did a great job speaking today, and I have not led the full songs of a Ladies' Day before, so I think that went well. I think we both are very nervous, but we tried to step out of our own comfort zones and do the best we could with what we're given and try to expand on our own talents, whether we think we have them or not. How do you think it went? Would you want to do it again?
I think I would do it again. I felt like after the first one, I was a little less nervous getting up the second time. I feel like I didn't go talk as fast, and I think the ladies were pretty receptive to it, and the ladies here put on a great day. I mean, it was just fabulous. They worked so hard, and you could tell.
Right, right. I think it went really well. I like thinking about having to step out of our own comfort zones and saying yes to God, whether we're wanting to or not, we still have to step out of our own comfort zone, kind of say yes to Him and do what we can with what we're given, because sometimes we don't even know what we can do until we try.
And I think that's the biggest thing that I got from today, too, was as much as I fretted about this and worried about it and was just sure I could not do this, I didn't feel quite as nervous as I thought I would. I didn't feel as worried or sick in my stomach. and it was out of my comfort zone in a big way. But I'm really glad I did it. And I was really proud of Holly for just randomly stepping up and leading a song. And I thought she did a great job. She just has a beautiful voice. And I thought she did a great job. And I'm very proud of her for doing that.
Yes. So what did you do to prepare for today?
For preparing, I started by reading several different devotional books that I have at home. I did a lot of studying through different ones of those. I would go through those and look for chapters that maybe talked about the ways that we can answer God and the ways that we can talk to Him in a positive way. Then I looked for scriptures that matched those and spent a couple hundred hours, it seemed like, on a PowerPoint because I just couldn't get it to look just the way I wanted it to.
Right.
But just took notes as I went and then tried in the last couple of days while it was still fresh to put them in an order that made sense to me.
Yeah. I was trying to think because you were talking about, you know, stepping out of our comfort zones a little bit more. So I wonder what we can do to help other women to be able to do that.
That's a really good question because everybody has different comfort zones. And until you really know a person one-on-one, you don't really know what they're comfortable with and what they would be happy doing. But sometimes you just have to start slow with them and just say, okay, we've got this coming up. What would you be happy doing? What would you be comfortable doing? And then just kind of maybe encourage them to do something a little out of their box, a little more. And I would encourage people to insert their personal stories in, because really, unless you know a part that person has lived that, you don't really, maybe not really buy into what the speakers are saying.
True. Because I know this is out of your box. You've not done this before. No. I know the first time I ever spoke at one, it was way out of my comfort zone. And you all are the ones who made me do that when I did it. So and we all shake and we're all scared. And so I'm sure you tried to deal with that as well.
Yeah, I did. It didn't help that this morning when I was getting ready, my husband had to say, "Is that what you're wearing?" And I said, "Well, that was kind of rude." And he said, "I was trying to get you to be less nervous." And I'm like, "Okay, but now I'm thinking about what I'm wearing."
Right.
So I think we all have those, moments. But it was all, it was great. I really am glad that I said yes and that I did that and that Holly pushed me a little bit into doing that. Yes. And so did everybody else.
Yeah, well, you have to step out and do it. And hopefully that pushes other people to do so as well.
Yeah, if it encourages somebody else to step out of their comfort zone and do something for the Lord that maybe will lead somebody else to the church, I think that's the best we can do.
That's true.
To do what we can to lead other people to the Lord. That's what it's all about. That's what we're here for.
You're right.
That's our purpose.
Yes. My favorite verse is coming from Esther in Esther 4:14. And I've lived by that for years and years, but especially during COVID. And it's kind of helped with me. And it ends with, "For such a time as this." We're all created for such a time as this. And sometimes you're pushed into that time to make yourself step out of that.
Yes. So. And it's really comforting to know that the people sitting in that audience are with you and they're for you and they're not sitting out there criticizing. I think when you first get up to do something like this, you think, oh, what if I talk too fast? What if I don't use all the time? What if I use too much of the time? What if I don't say the right things? But for the most part, the women in that audience are just, they're there to support you and to love you.
Mm-hmm. Right. So through this, do you have any advice for women who are wanting to connect more to faith and to...
I really, really encourage the tag time that Mark encouraged us to do at camp. I really do feel like when I'm doing that quiet time with God, when I'm just one-on-one with God, sometimes I feel like I can do anything. And it has pushed me out of my limits. And I think to encourage women, to what I would tell them would be, spend as much time, start your day with in a devotional or a prayer time, or just if all you've got is just your Bible, just read your Bible, read it through, pick out your favorite verses and just read them. And I think sometimes when you get up in the morning, you do that in the morning, it helps you live that the whole day. It helps you be encouraged by the murmurings of God because he's everywhere. He's there talking to us. But if you start the day listening, it encourages you to draw closer to him.
Right, right. And I think anytime we can connect with our faith, we spend more time together with other women who are of like faith. It helps to connect us as well. Yes. So you mentioned a God wink. So do you think there's any coincidences in that? Or is it just
I'm really starting to not believe in coincidences. I really do believe the fact that at the time that Holly asked me to do this, I was reading a book that I had picked up at Hobby Lobby. Go figure.
Of course.
And it's called Say Yes to God and Walk in Faith. The whole thing isn't about answering God when he's talking to you. Some of it is about listening to God when you're worried and turning situations over to God that you're worried a little bit too much about. But the title itself, reading that book, and I had just started it like that week, and then Holly called me on that Wednesday, and as I'm listening to her message, I'm like, she must be out of her mind. And I did. I texted her and told her I would pray about it, and I would get back with her the next day. And I looked down, and because I read in the car, we were in the car, and I looked down, and that book was laying on my seat. And I thought, no, this is not a coincidence. This is God telling me, this is your time to do something, to not just talk about it, to do something.
Right.
And I think it's what pushed me into it.
I can relate. The first time I spoke was right after a ladies' day. And the lady had said, hey, we all need to step out of our comfort zone. We need to say yes to God, whether you want to or not.
Right.
And so you had to do that. You did a great job doing it.
Thank you.
So, I talked about my favorite verse is in Esther. So what's your favorite Bible verse? Do you have some you lean on?
I do have some. I always have a little prayer I say in the morning that I actually found in one of my journals, and I just kind of started putting it in my morning, and it just, it basically says, Lord, I don't know what you're going to hand me this morning. I don't know what I'm going to face. I don't know what challenges I will have, but if you will allow me to do everything in faith of you and in what you approve of, then that will get me through my day. And so I really do kind of lean on, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's been one of my favorites for ever, but I do really try to live by, somebody sees me, they know that I, you know, believe in God, they may ask me, but and it may draw them to know God.
Very good. I appreciate that.
Thank you to Laura and Jackie for agreeing to be part of our podcast winter season. Here's Mark Randolph with this week's bulletin announcements.
Welcome, everyone. For the announcements this week, we'll remember our Sunday morning Bible study at 9:45. Our Sunday evening ladies class meets at 5 o'clock on the phone. Our midweek services are at 6:30 on Wednesday. With the holidays this week, upcoming on December the 26th on Christmas. We'll be having our midweek service on Thursday due to that holiday. There will be no Wednesday night service. December the 31st, Tuesday evening, we'll be having our New Year's potluck, devotion, and songs. There will be no Bible class that week on Wednesday. Also, I remind everyone for our church youth group, they'll be meeting on January the 3rd from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in our fellowship hall. And also, we want to remember all the ones that's on our prayer list and also the ones that's traveling and away from us during this time of the season, and we remember all that. This is Mark Randolph.
My closing thoughts on today's podcast, I still don't feel that I'm a preacher, but I try to preach a good lesson, a teacher, and that's what I want to go into it as a teaching thing. And I am an introvert. I started leading the singing for the church when I was 14 years old. I worked on it for a few months, and I thought, I can't do this. I'm not good at it. And I stopped, and then I come back in later in life when I'm retired, and I'm leading the singing again. And if the old man that taught me and started me leading the singing back at 14, if he were here and could see me up there doing that, he'd have a smile on his face. And I think about that. Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Lanning, currently serving as one of the three elders at South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio. The other two elders at our church are Tom Shepherd and Ernie Starling. We would like to thank all the guests who agreed to take part in our discussion each week and hope to have them back with us in the future to discuss the Bible and what we can learn from Scripture. Our weekly announcements are written by Holly Randolph and narrated by Mark Randolph. Thanks to Jared Allen, our technology room steward and media producer, as well as for serving as the writer, editor, and news anchor on this podcast. Hymns sung on our podcast originate from two hymnals we use in our auditorium. Those are Songs of the Church and Sacred Selections. Hymns used in this podcast episode include our podcast opening, I Know the Lord Will Find a Way for Me, arranged by Reed Lancaster. He Paid a Debt He Did Not Owe, composed by American Folk Melody and Pam Stevenson. We have heard The Joyful Sound, composed by William J. Kirkpatrick and Priscilla J. Owens, as well as our closing hymn, I'll Fly Away, composed by Albert E. Brumley. We thank all our church members for their support. Most of all, we thank you for listening to the South Main Church of Christ podcast and hope you will subscribe wherever you get your podcast. We hope you will come join us for a Sunday worship service at 7 Smith Street in New Lexington, Ohio, and stop in during one of our Bible study sessions. Please be on the lookout for our special podcasts posted from time to time. Let's talk again next week.